On regional girls softball action last night, regional finals held in the smaller three classes. In Class 3A play last night, it was Greene County defeating Atlantic by a final of 16-2. Clark beat Sadell 9-2. Boyden Hall Rock Valley 2-0 over Spirit Lake. Crestwood beat Algona 12-2. Center Point Urbana topping Columbus Catholic 4-2. Mount Vernon over Northeast 6-5. Benton Community beat Iowa Falls Alden 4-0. Also in Class 2A action last night, it was IKM Manning advancing to the state meet with a 7-2 win over Trainer. North Union beat Sioux Central 10-3. St. Edmund over Lawton Bronson 7-1. Central Springs beat Northwest Webster 9-2. Cascade shut out Denver 7-0. Durant over Sumner Fredericksburg 9-2. Iowa City Regina topping CMB 5-1. And I-35 defeats Madrid by a final of 3-1. In Class 1A play last night, Logan Magnolia qualifies for the state meet with a 6-0 win over Glidden-Ralston. It was Newell Fonda beating Woodbury Central 7-5. Linville Sully beat Murray 9-1. New London over Sigourney 2-1. Don Bosco beat Janesville 8-5. Marquette Catholic over Key 2-1. AGWSR beating North Butler 7-0. And River Valley edging Akron Westfield 2-1. The state softball tournament pairing set for those classes now. In Class 1A, Don Bosco will face Logan Magnolia in a first-round game next Monday. Also, AGWSR plays Marquette Catholic. Linville Sully faces Rock Valley. And New London plays Newell Fonda in the quarterfinals in 1A. In 2A, IKM Manning will battle Central Springs in a first-round matchup on Tuesday. St. Edmund plays I-35. Durant will face Iowa City Regina. And North Union plays Cascade. In Class 3A play next Tuesday, it'll be Greene County facing Crestwood, Solon playing Clark, Boyden Hall Rock Valley facing Center Point Urbana, and Benton Community will play Mount Vernon in first round play in Fort Dodge. Now, finals will be held tonight in the regionals in classes 4A and 5A. Among those matchups tonight in class 4A, Fort Dodge will play Bishop Heelan Catholic, ADM will play Creston tonight, and in class 5A, it'll be Waukee facing Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln, those winners advancing to the girls' state softball tournament. In boys' regular season baseball play last night, it was Sioux City East taking a pair from Atlantic by scores of 7-4 and 9-5. Harlan beat Abraham Lincoln 5-1. Lewis Central down Glenwood 11-7. Bishop Heelan Catholic twice over Thomas Jefferson 10-0 and 17-0. It was Carlisle over Carroll twice, 12-2 and 16-4, the scores. A boys' district baseball play will continue tonight in Class 1A action this evening at Dunlap, a doubleheader as West Harrison plays Logan Magnolia and Boyer Valley will face Exira EHK. Also at Coon Rapids tonight, Audubon will play Coon Rapids Bayard and Arweva will face Glidden-Ralston. At Earlham tonight, Orient Maxburg will play Nottoway Valley. At Lennox this evening, Stanton plays Bedford and East Union will face Lennox. Also at Sydney tonight, it'll be Sydney versus Fremont Mills and Riverside facing Nishnabotna. At St. Albert tonight, East Mills will play Tri-Center, while Griswold will play St. Albert. And at Van Meter tonight, Cam will face Guthrie Center, and Adair Casey will play Van Meter. Also in Class 2A boys district baseball play tonight, it'll be AHSTW facing IKM Manning and Clarinda playing Trainer. Those games at Avoca. At Maple Valley tonight, Maple Valley will play Kemper Catholic and Underwood faces East Sac County. Also at Stewart tonight, it'll be West Central Valley versus Des Moines Christian and Clark facing I-35. Those winners will all improve moving on in tournament play. Well, the local kid has won the home run derby. Reds third baseman Todd Frazier out-homered Dodgers rookie outfielder Jock Peterson 15-14 in the final at Cincinnati's Great American Ballpark. Frazier led the eight competitors with 14 home runs in the first round and finished with 39 overall in defeating Rangers first baseman Prince Fielder, Blue Jays third baseman Josh Donaldson, and then Peterson in the final. Frazier became only the second player to win the long ball competition on his home field 25 years after Ryne Sandberg did it at Wrigley Field. Frazier finished second in last year's derby. Peterson smacked 13 homers in the first round and 12 in the semifinals before finishing with 39. MLB did away with the 10 outs per round format in favor of a clock in which hitters had 4 minutes to complete their swings. Batters also received an extra 30 seconds for every two home runs over 425 feet. Now, the starting lineups for today's All-Star game have been announced by managers Ned Yost of the Royals and Bruce Bochy of the Giants. Getting the ball for Yost is Houston lefty Dallas Keuchel, while Bochy's going with Zach Greinke of the Dodgers. The 31-year-old Greinke is 8-2 with a big league best 1.39 earned run average, while the 27-year-old Keuchel is 11-4 with a 2.23 ERA. Leading off for the AL is Angels center fielder Mike Trout. Toronto third baseman Josh Donaldson hit second, followed by Albert Pujols. Seattle DH Nelson Cruz at cleanup. Kansas City right fielder Lorenzo Cain. Baltimore left fielder Adam Jones. KC catcher Salvador Perez. Houston second baseman Jose Altuve. And KC shortstop Alcides Escobar. Pittsburgh's Andrew McCutchen leads off for the National League, followed by Cincinnati third baseman Todd Frazier, leading National League vote-getter Bryce Harper of the Nationals. Arizona first baseman Paul Goldschmidt bats cleanup, followed by Giants catcher Buster Posey, Cubs DH Anthony Rizzo, St. Louis shortstop Johnny Peralta is hitting seventh, Dodgers left fielder Jock Peterson, and Colorado second baseman DJ LeMahieu round out the lineup. This is also the first time the AL starting lineup did not have at least one player from Boston or the New York Yankees. At the midway mark of the season, the division leaders are New York in the AL East, with Kansas City on top in the AL Central and the Angels in the AL West. In the National League, the top team in the East is Washington, with St. Louis leading the Central and Los Angeles leading the West. Jordan Spieth, the winner of the Masters and the U.S. Open this year, arrived at St. Andrews this week, taking part in the British Open, the third major of the year. The 21-year-old has a full head of steam as he won Sunday's John Deere Classic. After an opening round 71, Spieth took charge of the event and finished regulation Sunday tied with 46-year-old Tom Gillis. Spieth finished off Gillis in the second hole of a playoff to claim his fourth win of the year. Jet lag apparently wasn't an issue Monday, as Spieth was only going to hit balls and play nine holes if he felt up to it. He wound up going 18 holes at the famed St. Andrews Old Course. Spieth sets off on his quest for the British Open by playing with the guy that he beat in the U.S. Open. Spieth is in a group with Dustin Johnson and Japan's Hideki Matsuyama. Tiger Woods is two groups behind them, with Louis Oosthuizen, who won at St. Andrews in 2010, and Jason Day. Woods is a two-time winner of the Open at St. Andrews. The British Open starts Thursday on the legendary course in Scotland. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.